Proclamation number 8068, dated the December 25th, 1961. The eternal light descended to earth. I gave you what you needed in the darkness of night when I descended to earth, a light, which should illuminate for you the path back to me into your father's house. I with circumflex sent my son to earth, a soul of light, which shone brightly and took the path across the earth as a human being, which started its earthly path as the infant Jesus and ended on the cross, so that you humans would be able to attain bliss. A soul of light descended into my adversary's dark domain, and I embodied myself in this soul of light, because the human being Jesus drew me, the eternal love, to himself with all his might, because he accepted me myself in his heart, which was full of love for me and for his fellow human beings. A soul of light was sheltered in the infant Jesus, which indeed gave up its light because it had to stay as the human being Jesus in the midst of human beings, but he was full of love as well and did not let go of this love but increased it within himself, so that he, with an abundance of strength of love, thus performed miracles and taught in all wisdom on earth. He was a human being, for the mission of Jesus, the man, consisted of showing his fellow human beings the path which leads back to me, to the Father, and to walk this path ahead of them, to live a life of love himself, which alone brings people close to me again, as I'm love itself. But this happened in lawful order. A human body was animated by a soul, yet his soul was a soul of light. Nevertheless, as a human being it was as subjected to the same temptations as every other person. But since Jesus, the soul, was full of love, this love also gave it the strength to resist the temptations. It had relinquished the light, that is, at the start of his life on earth Jesus, the human being, was without knowledge like every other person, but the love within him very quickly illuminated his spirit. The love within him soon emanated bright light so that Jesus recognized humanity's great adversity as well as its origin, which had been caused by the original sin of the human race. Jesus constantly increased in wisdom and strength because love filled him ever more, because he was in most intimate contact with me and thus enabled my light of love to permeate him completely. And then he emanated light in turn, he instructed people with wisdom, he performed miracles by virtue of his power which was based on his great love. The man Jesus' spirit realized himself during his life on earth, because his love achieved that the body willingly submitted itself to the soul's wishes, because body and soul always had the same aim, to help people in their adversity, to take redemptive actions, spiritually and earthly. He healed the sick since he also wanted to demonstrate the strength of love to people and first expressed this in a perceptible earthly way in order to win them over to himself, so that they would accept his divine teaching of love and make an effort to follow him on the path of love. But people were still subject to my adversary's power, who had no intention of setting them free and who weakened their will in every conceivable way. And the man Jesus wanted to break this power, he wanted to defeat him with my strength, for the love in him was overwhelmingly powerful, and through this love he forced me increasingly more to express my love. He drew me, the eternal love, to himself, and thus I was in him, and in this most heartfelt unity with me the man Jesus accomplished the act of salvation, that is, as a human being he endured the greatest suffering and torment because the love in him. I myself gave him the strength to accomplish this act of salvation. Thus, he waged battle against my adversary as a human being, and through his death on the cross he achieved victory over him and over death. that which previously had been impossible for people to release themselves from his control, became possible for them after the act of salvation. The Savior who had descended to earth brought help to humanity in this immense adversity, yet this was only possible through love, and I myself was this love. The fact that love had chosen a human form for itself was necessary on account of people, for they were meant to recognize Jesus as the one in whom the divine had manifested itself in abundance, because I myself was unable to be visible to people and therefore had to avail myself of the human shell. And that only a soul of light was able to offer this shell to me is likewise understandable, because I would have been unable to take abode in an impure soul. Besides, the human shell was meant to lead the way for people, which I opened up to them in Jesus. Consequently, as a human being he had to be of the same kind as every human being, otherwise people would have been unable to follow him. Yet, he himself, the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, will always be at people's side as a helper, while the man Jesus only used the strength of love. But this permeated him fully and completely, so that therefore, love accomplished the act which signified redemption from sin and death for humanity. Time and again I try to reveal this mystery to you humans, yet you will only be able to grasp its full depth when you have changed yourselves into love. Then there will also be light in you. Then the divine light of love will permeate you again as it was in the beginning, and you will be very happy. Amen.